Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled Seeking the Lost.
A professional diver has in his home two halves of an oyster shell with a piece of paper between the halves. While diving one day on the bottom of the ocean, he noticed an oyster with a piece of paper in its mouth. He detached the oyster and held the piece of paper close to his goggles on his headgear. He found it was a gospel tract telling how to become a Christian and calling on whoever read it to repent of his sins. The amazed diver said, "I cannot hold out against God any longer since he has gone to so much trouble to track me down." At the bottom of the ocean, he repented of his sins and placed his faith in Jesus Christ. God used an oyster to change the man's life. Zacchaeus was a tax collector who was wealthy because he charged people too much and pocketed the difference. He was in Jericho the day Jesus came, and he wanted to see him. But not having the height advantage of Michael Jordan, he couldn't see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a tree. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up. "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." He welcomed him gladly. The people began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." Zacchaeus said, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." If God is speaking loud and clear to you today, don't you think it's time for you to act in response? Whether you are on the bottom of the ocean, or in a treetop, or driving your car to work, He sees you, and He's calling you to respond.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.